Hello, I'm Ellie Blunt, the Transparent Hypnotist. What you're listening to is my answer to Bloggers Unite Day Acts of Kindness Project. There are many acts of kindness, but I needed to find a project that would benefit you, my loyal reader, now listener. So I thought I would do a quick guided meditation for your relaxation, enjoyment. As I continue on, you'll want to begin to make yourself more comfortable, loosening restrictive clothing, minimizing distractions, and joining me on this journey of rediscovering a kindness. While you acclimate to the sound of my voice and allow yourself to be in this present, this here and now, beginning the letting go process of what was and what will be, we only need to think about what is, being present, allowing your thoughts to leave your mind just as easily as they came into it. That's right. Just say bye-bye to all those random thoughts as they occur. It's completely natural to have thoughts during this process, and as you meditate more and more, you'll find yourself more and more in control of them. For now, though, shift your focus to your breathing, being aware of the slow inhale and the even slower exhale, allowing a natural relaxed breathing. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Continue to do this at your own pace, noticing the feeling of fresh air coming into your body, helping to relax away any tension or stress that you may have. Exhaling and feeling yourself beginning to let go, softening your body, releasing what has been, and letting it dissipate out into the universe, starting at the very top of your head and traveling down, down, down your entire body. Notice if there's any tightness, and focus on any area that you find. Take a moment to soften the tightness, perhaps imagining the area opening up like a book whose words are released. Take a little while to do this. Now make sure you're completely comfortable. Shortly, I will begin to count down from 15 to 1. And on each number, if you would please, allow yourself to relax just a little bit more than the number before, so that on 1, you are in as much of a relaxed state as you can be. Beginning now with 15. Beginning to relax. 14. 13. Relaxing more and more. 12, 11, 10, letting go, 9, 8, maybe the body becomes a little heavier. 7. Becoming more tired, yet remaining aware. 6. Four. Very relaxed. 3. 2. Almost there. 2. 1. In a completely relaxed place. Being as relaxed as you possibly can be at this here and now. And if you would, for this present time, imagine or think about the concept of sitting in the most comfortable room and chair that you've ever experienced or can even imagine. Allow the details of this wonderful place to come into your mind. Inviting it in. What does this room look like? Is it large? Is it small? Roomy? Cozy? Something in between? Just how comfortable is the chair? And what makes it so very comfortable? And just allow yourself to enjoy being in this place. And now, if you would please, imagine the concept of a book being there before you while you're sitting. It is a book of kindness, your kindness. And kindness is shown to you. It may be a thin book, more like a leaflet, or perhaps it's a very large volume, and every kindness you've ever participated in is located within the pages of this book. It includes major acts of selflessness, small gestures, gestures from opening the door for someone who has their hands full, to perhaps even heroic deeds. They're all here. Each one. Everyone. Each on their own page. Now open the book. Feeling its spine or paper. Imagining what it would look like. Looking for a specific kindness someone else has granted you. Perhaps there is an index or a content page that could help you. Or perhaps the book magically opens to just the right spot. And if more than one presents itself to you, just pick the first one that comes. And if you find that you're having trouble finding this particular kindness, just imagine one and what it would be like. It could be a smile from a stranger, or anything at all. Perhaps you experience this like reading a journal or a diary. Perhaps it's like a novel or a picture book, or maybe even a moving picture. Or perhaps the concept floats into your mind, and however you experience it, it's just fine. Take this moment in. Take it into your mind and your heart. And if you would like, you can carry this memory, a good feeling, forward in your life to help inspire your own kindness towards others. Now go to another page in the book. This time, this page is all about a kindness you have done for someone else. You can use the contents, the index, or automatic page flipping to find it if you like. Perhaps the page will surprise you. It may be a small gesture you've made. Something kind that happened without being premeditated. And again, maybe you see it in writing, pictures, or thoughts. And again, if you have trouble finding just one, again, go to the first one. Or if you find nothing, imagine a kindness you could do for someone else. And you may also carry any of these good feelings from this with you if you care to do so. Kindness is a part of life. It may happen unexpectedly, or it may present certain opportunities, but allow the good intentions to fill you from top of your head to the tips of your toes, almost like a relaxing wave traveling down your body, energizing you with positive feelings and thoughts. And now we'll begin the process of returning to consciousness here and now, bringing all the positive forward with us that we want. Beginning to wiggle your fingers and toes to bring back awareness into the extremities. Perhaps you might like to take a slow, deep inhale, exhaling when you're ready, and coming back on the count of 3, 1, feeling so relaxed. 2, feeling a flow of positive energy from the top of your head to the tips of your toes. And 3, opening your eyes whenever you're ready to return. This has been Ellie Blunt, the Transparent Hypnotist. We hope you'll come back and visit our blog at transparenthypnotist.blogspot.com. Thank you, and we hope all your days are filled with positive feelings.